electricity, where would we be without it? Just stop and think about that. Where would we be without it?
Certainly not behind a microphone.
There'd be no radio show. Oh, no.
Yeah. Horse and buggy.
Now electricity. And we didn't even, we had a short pre-interview. You and I talked as I was driving back from Nogales, Green Valley yesterday. And I have a compulsive disorder. And so I can change directions at any moment. Okay. Let's talk about electricity for a minute. It is a peculiar, peculiar commodity. Mm-hmm. Without gravity, we wouldn't have electricity.
Yeah.
Because you've got to have the magnetism.
Yeah.
Who thought of it? Ohm's Law. I remember studying Ohm's Law in high school. It's something to do with watts and amps and ohms, and I can't remember what you divide what into to get the answer, but electricity is so peculiar.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is too, something that you buy it brand new, you take it home, you take it out of the box, and all of a sudden it doesn't work. And you're like, what's the deal? And you're blaming it on electricity and you know what I mean? Something's wrong with my outlet. Something's wrong with this. And because it's like this unknown phenomena, you know, and why doesn't it work? It should work. It's worked for 20 years. Why doesn't it work now?
Yeah.
I get that question all the time. What causes that to do that? Well, you know, heat, expansion, contraction, cold, hot, and all of a sudden I go to open a junction box. The wire nuts are laying in the bottom of the junction box.
Eek.
You know, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Eek.
So, electricity is just like this black hole that that people are afraid of. And, well, anyway, that's why we're there.
Let's get to the questions. And the reason I bring an expert in on this topic is because I am far from an electrical expert. You just ask my screwdrivers. They are so arced up. I mean, they got balls of metal on the side of them, you know. They've been grounded out, arced out. Oh, man.
I have tools like that, too.
Oh, yeah, no, that's scary. Yeah, okay, yeah. Romy, who's our first?
That was from The Apprentice day, right?
Who's our first caller, buddy?
John in Mesa.
Okay, John, good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Really well.
Hey, I'm trying to convert my carport into a garage, and I got to upgrade my power box. And he told me I have to move my panel to the outside wall now.
Yeah.
But my problem is the main power line comes from the road. And so they're telling me that I have to dig down anywhere, it'll be from 16 to 5 feet deep, this power line.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be in conduit because it's been in since 1970.
It's direct buried.
It was built. And so when I called an electrician on Rosie's list there, I told him what I wanted. He kind of gave me a price. Then when I told him we had to dig down and find the wire, he said, oh, now that could get very expensive.
Hmm.
So then I called two other electricians. They tell me, we don't dig. This is their electrician.
I've known electricians with that attitude before.
Yeah. And one of my questions is, shouldn't that be SRP's job? In Wisconsin, my brother-in-law works for the power company. He says, no way would they ever let somebody dig down and find their wire. Because if they chop that wire, somebody could get killed. They could shut off their neighbor's houses. He said, that's a big problem.
We've got a home built in the 70s. Yeah. It's got a direct burial feed to an underground service panel that's in a carport that's being converted to a garage. So we're relocating the service entrance panel, and we've got to find that underground feed. Mm-hmm. How would y'all go about doing that?
Well, did you have – it was SRP or APS, did you say?
SRP.
So APS, the designer came out – and the designer came out and he gave you this information, or is this an electrician gave you this information?
No, SRP.
Okay, and he said if you can find that direct buried line, we can just move it.
Right, he said I have to bring that wire under the ground so that they can splice into that and come back up to my panel.
Beautiful, that's such a savings. It's not funny.
Can't you track that line?
Yeah, sure.
You can sound that line out, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
With a shovel, yeah.
Well, you can. Yeah. Well, how far are you going to move it? How far does it need to move to get to the outside of the house?
Well, it's I made a double carport about 10 years ago, and so 10 feet of it is under that concrete. So we have to now find out where it came to that concrete, dig down there.
Okay.
And bring it straight up again.
Okay. Well, you can, there are locators that locate that. You can actually call Blue Stake and they'll tell you exactly where it is.
There it is.
Okay, but how do I know how far down this thing is?
You won't know that.
Yeah. You're, you know what? I've seen them 2 feet down and I've seen them 4 feet down.
Have you seen where they put double plastic on top of them? Somebody's told me that there might be yellow plastic, so that's kind of a warning.
No, never seen that ever.
Never, okay.
No, no. Yeah. And, so I, yeah, you go ahead.
And John, I'm guessing, now look, this is just between you and me, okay?
Yeah.
I'm guessing 10 years ago when you built the carport, you didn't pull a permit, huh?
Yeah, I did.
And the city let you leave it in the carport?
Yes, because it wasn't enclosed.
Okay.
My gosh. You're,
as long as the power company could come in.
No, all right.
Oh, yeah, it's an underground. That's why. It's underground.
Okay.
But it's enclosed.
Yeah.
No, yeah, okay. You got lucky. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Yeah. Yes.
Let's get a locator service out there.
Yeah.
Locate the exact where the line is, and then it's going to be a matter of really just digging. Now, we don't have time to cover this right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour, but when we get back, I want to find out how Mike Bensel at the Mighty Electrician digs to find a direct burial feed, and there's no breaker on that.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot when you find it.
Yes. That's right.
I want to find out how you do that.
Yeah. Okay.
When we get back, y'all.